Blog Talk Radio.
Just in case the wind
gonna testify, make it crystal clear. See, I've been picked out to be picked on. Talked about out my friend's mouth. I've been beat down till he turned my life around. Seems like I always fall short of being worthy. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me. I ain't no superstar. The spotlight ain't shining on me. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me.
I used to wake up some days and wish I'd stayed asleep. Cause I went to bed on top of the world. Today the world's on top of me. Now everybody's got opinions. They ain't been in my position. That'll break my heart when I hear what they have to say about me.
What they say about you?
Amen. Glory to God. We bring you greetings. Amen. From Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries. And it's a blessing, amen, to bring before you another rich word from the Lord. Truly, our God is awesome, not some of the time, but God is awesome all the time. And all the time, God is awesome. Glory to God. Amen. Today, we're going to be talking about when Satan steals. He is breaking the law. When Satan steals, he is breaking the law. And our subtopic is, God is restoring double for your trouble. Like never before, it's time for us as people of God to know the law. And the law is the rich word of God. Like never before, it's time for us to get a love for the word. And every time we have the opportunity to go to the house of the Lord, we ought to be excited about learning the word of God. We ought to be excited about going to morning worship. We need to be excited about going to Sunday school. About going to Bible school, about going to Bible study. Amen. Because in there we learn about the rich word of God. Amen. In it tells us the law of God. Now, I don't know about you, glory to God, but just like the natural law, if you break the law, there is a penalty behind breaking the law. And when Satan breaks the law, there's a penalty behind him breaking the law. Glory to God. Now, Amen. If you don't know the Lord, then he's going to get on you, just over on you every time. But because you know the law, you are able to quote that word from the law. And the law is the rich word of God. And this morning we come from the book of Exodus, the 22nd chapter, 3rd through the 4th verse. That's the book of Exodus 22, starting at the 3rd through the 4th verse. And in this passage of scripture, it talks about property laws. Whenever Satan steals your property, he is breaking the law. Glory to God. Amen. And there is a penalty behind breaking the law of the word. Amen. Glory to God. And the word of God said, but if the sun has risen on him, there will be blood guiltiness on his account. Meaning the word of God said, if the sun shine, amen, and rise, you just better believe there's a penalty behind Satan going into your territory, messing with your property. He should make restitution, meaning, glory to God, he got to give you back what he has stolen. It is the law. In the ancient time, if someone stole from someone, glory to God, amen, they had to make full restitution. Amen. If he owned nothing, then he should be sold for his theft. Meaning, glory to God, if he didn't own nothing to make full restitution, when a thief is caught, glory to God, he had to be sold for his theft, meaning he had to be locked up. Oh, y'all don't hear me? Glory to God. If he don't make full restitution, then the next option is to be locked. And the last verse said, if what he's stolen is actually found alive in his possession, whether an ox or a donkey or a sheep, he shall pay double. Glory to God. The word of God said, if the property was found alive in his hand, oh, glory to God, then he had to pay double restitution. In other words, glory to God, God want me to tell you this morning, your finances is alive. Glory to God, your health is alive. Oh, glory to God, your relationship, your marital, amen, praise you the Lord, relationship is alive, but the enemy have went into the camp and stolen these things. Glory to God, and God wants you to know he's going to restore you double for your trouble. Glory to God, because see, when you recognize who is the author of the confusion, then, glory to God, he got to pay you full restitution for everything he's ever stolen. Amen. Double for your trouble. God is restoring. But first of all, you got to recognize the law. Like never before, glory to God, we don't know the law. And when you don't know the law, glory to God, amen, nothing can be applied. But I'm here to tell you, when you know the law of God, if Satan ever break the law and come into your territory, glory to God, he got to pay you double for your trouble. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We just bless the Lord, amen, this morning, because let me tell you something. The sun is surely up this morning, and we are able to see the great sunshine. So that lets you know God is yet, amen, in control. Amen. If he woke you up this morning, glory to God, and he started you on your way, he's working on your behalf. But what he wants us to know is we got to learn how to know the law. The word of God is the law. And if Satan breaks the law, he got to make full restitution. And if he don't have nothing that he can pay us with, he got to be locked up. And one thing about Satan, people, he don't want to be locked up. He don't want to be sent to the abyss before time. This is why he's going to restore your stuff. He's going to have to give it back. Oh, glory to God. I hope that someone out there that's listening by phone or maybe listening by computer, that you're understanding the revelation knowledge of what God is trying to show us. When Satan steals, he is breaking the law. When he come in and steal your joy, glory to God, he's breaking the law. Glory to God, because the word of God declares that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if we lose our joy today, then we don't have no strength. Joy belongs to us today. Glory to God, hallelujah, if he come in and he steal your peace. Glory to God, how many know the word of God said Jesus was chastised, glory to God, on Calvary cross, that we might have peace. When he come in and break peace, he's breaking the law. Glory to God, and he got to make double for what he have come in and stolen. And if he ain't got nothing to give back, then he got to be locked up. But you rest assured, Satan, glory to God, right now is not planning on being locked up, so he's going to make double for your trouble. Glory to God. God wants me to tell you out to the day that God is restoring double for your trouble. But you got to learn how to get a love for the word of God. Like never before, glory to God, people don't have a love for the word of God no more. Everybody want to do it their own way, glory to God. They feel like, glory to God, I don't have to go to church. Glory to God. They feel like I don't have to go to Bible study. They feel like I don't have to go to Bible man. They feel like, glory to God, that I can just sit, amen, and do what I want to do. But I'm here to tell you, glory to God, the more that you learn about the law, the more God will restore unto you. The more that you learn about the law, the more God will give you double for your trouble. But if you don't know the law, glory to God, then you all messed up. Glory to God. God is going to restore double for your trouble. Glory to God, but you got to know the law. You said, Dr. Jones, tell me about the law. Oh, I will, glory to God. If God says he will make your enemies your footstool, and Satan, glory to God, conjure up an old plan, glory to God, to send your enemies against you. Glory to God. How many know that God will penalize him? God will bring his word to pass. He will make that very enemy your footstool. Those of you that's going through financial difficulty, and the enemy has come in, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, and just ate up your finances, glory to God, totally destroyed them. Glory to God said, but when you know the word of God, when God began to tell us he shall, he will supply our every need according to his riches and glory, then, glory to God, you have recognized the law. And Satan, glory to God, he's going to have to redouble, glory to God, or else, glory to God, he's going to be locked up. Oh, glory to God. I hope you get that revelation. Amen. God is restoring double for your trouble. But you got to learn how to get a love for the word of God. You got to learn how to reread that word when you don't want to read it. You got to learn, glory to God, how to go into your secret closet. You got to learn, glory to God, how to just steal away from everything and begin to read the promises of God. Because how many know the promises of God is the law of God? And when Satan break any of the law, glory to God, there's a penalty behind breaking the law. Oh, glory to God. If his word said it, God will bring it to pass. God said we are in the hour of restoration. Double for our trouble when you know the law. Glory to God, a lawyer isn't the only one that knows the law. Those of us that's got the powerful word of God down on the inside of our heart, glory to God, that is the law of God. And any time, amen, we are going through a trial, any time we're going through tribulation, any time we're going through heartaches and pain, there's a word in the law for your trouble. Glory to God. And God wants you to know, amen, that he's restoring. Ah, but you got to know the law. And you got to be able to put the law on the devil Glory to God. You got to be able to tell them the word say this, the word say that. It's like never before that you love the word of God. Don't let nobody fool you. If your local church is having some word, go to your local church. Just don't float. Because let me tell you something, you don't know the law. Satan will flat foot run over you. Satan is breaking up marriages. Satan is breaking up families. Satan is breaking up friends. Satan is breaking up things that he shouldn't be breaking up. He's breaking up finances. He's breaking up your health. All because you don't know the law. Satan is naturally cunning. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, my shatter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's literally coming into your camp. Take it over because you won't apply the law. Starting today, apply the law. Oh, glory to God. Apply the law. Amen, glory to God. And tell the enemy, I know the law. I know the promises of God. Hallelujah. You can back him up. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With the law of God. One thing about the law of God. Oh, my God. It is powerful, glory to God. It was the law, glory to God, that went down in Egypt land. And when Pharaoh said that he wasn't going to let the people go, it was the law saying you're breaking the law, glory to God. And the law of God was set the children of Israel free. It was the law, glory to God, in Gideon's day. Glory to God, when the, amen, glory to God, the enemy needed to run. It was the law, it was the word that told Gideon what to do. Glory to God, and it made the enemy break out running. It was the law around the walls of Jericho. Oh, glory to God, a wall that needed to come down. And the word said, shout and the wall will come down. How many know you can't mess with the law now? Oh, glory to God, when you begin to break the law, glory to God, there's a penalty behind breaking the law. To your neighbor, you tell your neighbor, oh, God's word is powerful. God's word is true. God's word is rich. But you got to learn how to back the enemy out of your house. Learn how to back the enemy off your job. Learn how to back the enemy off your children. Learn how to back the enemy off your finances. Learn how to back the enemy, glory to God, hallelujah, out of your life when you know the law. Listen, it's like never before, it's time for the law to come alive. It's time for the word to come alive in your heart. It's time, glory to God, for the word to leave your mind and go to your heart. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee, glory to God. Amen, because see, if I got a word in my heart, no matter how much the enemy come and attack me, the word of God tells me I can back him up with his word. God said in his holy word, he's not a man that will tell you a lie. Neither will he be a God that will ever repent. But we got to know, glory to God, that amen, that when Satan steal, we got to know he is breaking the law. And glory to God, there is a penalty behind breaking the law of God. Because let me tell you something, glory to God. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. But what we got to learn, people of God, we got to learn how to hang on to the promises of God. There are many that didn't promise us, oh God. Oh, glory to God, but they've fallen through. But when you get a promise from the Lord, oh, glory to God, it will stand the test of time forever and forever. Let me tell you something. When you know the law of God, the enemy can't back you in a corner. When you know the law of God, the enemy can't set you in a seat. When you know the law of God, God will heal your body. When you know the law of God, God will bring peace where there is turmoil. When you know the word of God, it will bring you out, glory to God. When you know the word of God, it will rescue you. It will rescue your children. It will rescue your family and your friends. But like never before, it's time to to get a love for the Lord. I heard the word of God say in the book of Revelation, when he began to talk to the church of Ephesus, he said, one thing about you, Ephesus, oh, glory to God, at one time, you really loved the Lord. You really, glory to God, valued the word of God. But somewhere down the line, you done left your first love. Oh, glory to God. But he said, nah, glory to God. Repent, glory to God. Do your first work over again like never before, glory to God. If you have not, have a love for the Lord and for his word, it's time now to return unto the Lord. Return unto his word, because his word is true. When everything else fails, the word of God will sustain you. When Satan still, he is breaking the law. And he got to restore unto you double for your trouble. Glory to God. If you want something restored unto you, you don't have to go to the root doctor. You don't have to go to the witch doctor. You don't have to go to the warlock. Glory to God. All you got to do is be stabilized in the word of God. The word works, people. All of those other things that you believe in, hallelujah, they are not of value. But when it comes to the word of God, it will work, and you ain't got to pay one dime for the word of God. Glory to God. But why would you go pay the witch doctor $500 to $1,000 when you can go to the word and get it for free? Why in the world, glory to God, would you go to the root doctor, keep a man or a woman, glory to God, when you can go to the word of God and read the promises of God of what he has, amen, towards you concerning marriage? The devil can't have your husband or wife. You don't have to do voodoo, witchcraft to keep them. Come on. The word of God is free. All you got to do is speak the promises of God. All you got to do is say to that situation, you breaking the law. Satan, you breaking the law. You done come into my territory. And let me tell you something. If that man, if that woman belongs to you, glory to God, how do you know God will work it out? But let me tell you something now. Everything God didn't put together. You can throw witchcraft. You can throw hoodoo. You can throw anything you want to. If God didn't hook it together, it will not last. Do things right, and God will bless it. Do things wrong, and he won't bless it at all. And some of us are really making these psychics and, glory to God, all of these out of God's rich, where we won't even give God a dime. We go into the house of God, and you say, give. We'll go off and tell a lie on the preacher. We'll go off and do all kind of things because we don't want to support that which is right. But when we think that we're going to get something that cater to the flesh, oh, glory to God, we'll pay countless money. But the devil is a liar. I learned how to get a love for the rich word of God. Amen, glory to God. Because, see, the word is full of promises. The word is the law of God. And whenever Satan breaks the law, when he breaks the law, never forget this. He got to restore unto you double for your trouble. Now, Exodus 22, starting at the third through the fourth verse teaches us that. Exodus 22. 3-4. It taught that when a thief went into a camp and stole anything, he had two options. The first option was turn double to the owner, or the second option is to be sold, locked up. And one thing Satan ain't going to do, what I said at the beginning of the word, he ain't going to be standing to be locked up right now because he's doing a quick work. So he's going to restore double for what he has taken. Let me tell you something, people. You don't have to accept diseases. You don't have to accept financial abundance, none of this stuff, because all of this comes from the enemy. But first, you got to know the law. And if you don't go to church, you ain't going to know no law, because the word, it is the law. And God is more stricter than the natural laws. And the natural, they might let you get by if they can't catch you or something like that. But in the spiritual realm, when you break the law, oh, there's a penalty behind breaking the law. And don't let nobody fool you. Now, Satan running around here like he's some kind of big dog. But I'm here to tell you he's not. If he break the law, there's a penalty behind breaking the law. But see, the only thing with us as the people of God, we don't have Satan arrested like we should. Whenever he break the law, we look naturally at things because we believe in that which we can see. But we better learn how to believe in the supernatural. Because let me tell you, once you be aware that Satan done took, you better speak into the atmosphere and you better say these words: you have just broken the law. I will not accept no disease. I will not accept financial destructive bondage. I will not have you breaking the law when it comes to my health. Back it out. The word of God said in Psalms 91, he or she, notice the promise, that abides under the shadows of the Almighty. Glory to God. Amen. Those are the ones that, amen, God will protect. When you know his word, Satan got to move. He got to learn, amen, glory to God, you cannot come into the territory, amen, glory to God, and think that God is not going to penalize you, because yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. There is nothing too hard for God. But we as the people of God, we got to learn, amen, the laws of God. Like never before, Satan, amen, is tricking people everywhere because they don't know the law. And when he comes in like a flood, we accept what he brings to us. But I'm here to tell you, we don't have to accept that, because God is our refuge. Oh, my God. And if we look down through history of time, in the ancient time, every way God sent a word, meaning the law. And any time his people was dealing with the enemy, and God sent a word, the enemy was dealt with. In Moses' day, he sent a word in Egypt, the enemy, Pharaoh, was dealt with. Round the walls of Jericho, he sent a word to Jericho, amen, and the enemy was dealt with. He sent a word in the lion's den with Daniel. He sent a word with the three Hebrew boys. Every way God's word went, it did just what it said it was going to do. God's word is the law. When Satan steals, he's breaking the law. Tell somebody, you don't have to be, amen, nervous or walk in fear, because the enemy is coming in like a flood. All you got to do is know the law. The law. Amen. The word is the law, and it cannot be broken. I love you today. Amen. And like never before, I don't let a day go by without reading the law. I want to know promises that God has for me and for his people. See, it's very hard to teach a thing when you don't know the law. Sometimes, amen, no one is exempt. I don't know, amen, glory to God. And I don't care how people try to make you think every day is Sunday and every day is Blue Monday. It's not. It's not that in the White House. I don't care how much they smile or whatever they may do. Oh, they go through. But if they don't know the law, I don't care how much money they got in the White House. Glory to God. I don't care how rich they is. If they don't know the law, they messed up. Glory to God. So you are more valuable when you know the word of God because you are rich in spirit. Amen. The White House, like never before, amen, let Satan come in and break the law, and they think it's right. The devil is a liar. There should be a change in the White House. Amen. But we need godly people there. Amen. It's too much. See, the people of God, oh, I got to teach this thing because God put it on my heart to birth it. Let me tell you something. The word of God said in 2 Chronicles, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and begin to pray, seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, I will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. Somebody righteous need to be mounting the chair in the White House. Y'all don't hear me? Like never before, the Havites and the Jebusites and the Canaanites, all of these are in the White House from time and time and time. You know why? Because the people of God is lazy. They don't do no praying, so nobody righteous has ever entered the White House. Glory to God. Amen. And we see things that's going downhill, because the people of God sit back with the law of God and won't do nothing. Just sit there. But it's time, amen, glory to God, to girdle up our lines, amen, and begin to pray that righteous people enter into the government. Because the word of God told us from the prophet Isaiah, he said the government is upon the shoulders of God. Amen. So that lets you know, amen, that the church world has the power to pray righteous people into the White House. Come on. Satan has set up a throne in churches and in the White House. And the people of God got the power to, amen, use force through prayer to make this stuff disintegrate, and they sitting back, glory to God. The Bible says, turn from your wicked ways. Now, it is possible to be God people and be wicked. Now, the word said, not Dr. Jones. The word said in Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, he said his people that are called by his name, would humble themselves, begin to pray, turn from the wicked ways, seek his face, and he will heal the land. So that lets you know it's possible, amen, to be a child of God and have wicked ways. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. I'm teaching truth. Go back to the word. Read it for yourself. Like never before, Satan, God say, is breaking the law. And by people are not having a love for the word of God, he is in places that he shouldn't be. But when you begin to wake up and begin to apply words, when you begin to wake up and start decreeing things, when you begin to speak into the atmosphere, how many know, glory to God, you will see God restoring like never before. The only reason why you don't see a lot of restoration is because the people of God got the law of God in their minds, but it hasn't hit their heart yet. Because let me tell you something, when something hits your heart, oh, you're going to see manifestation, because guess what? It's going to come alive. Like never before, the word needs to come alive in your heart. When you begin to walk after the word, you don't let Satan get by. He either restore what he stole, or get locked up. And like I said at the beginning, Satan is not, amen, going to get locked up because he still want to kill, steal, and destroy. So he got to give back your stuff. I have taught you from the book of Exodus, the 22nd chapter, 3rd through the 4th verse. I have taught you about property laws. Everything that God has allowed for you to gather or obtain, that's your property. And ain't no devil from the pits of hell got no business coming into your territory, stealing your stuff, and getting away with it. Now, if you go back and read Exodus 22, 3 through the 4th verse, it teaches you that if any property be stolen, steals it, have to pay double or be sold for his theft, meaning locked up. Now, we know, amen, glory to God, that this is coming from the Old Testament. But let me tell you something. God ain't done away with the Old Testament. He just fulfilled it. Glory to God. Now, back then, there was no grace in the Old Testament. Amen? Glory to God. In the New Testament, where we live at, it's full of grace. In the Old Testament, when you've done something, they killed you right then. But in the New Testament, when you do something, you get grace. You get favor. Glory to God. Amen? So in other words, God ain't done away with it, meaning it's not, amen, non-effective. It's just that, glory to God, we're living in the time and season of grace. But that word is still active and powerful. Yes, I taught you from the Old Testament, but guess what? That word is active. And see, it takes a teacher to go in and pull the hidden revelation that God has in his word. Now, look what's so extraordinary. God was talking about a natural thief here in Exodus 22. 3 through 4. Amen, glory to God. He was talking about a natural thief stealing property from somebody. But by me being a teacher, I was able to go into that scripture and dissect it and find the spiritual hidden revelation of what God was saying. In the natural, thief be penalized, and God done told us in the spiritual realm who is the thief. It is Satan. So anytime that he steals, in my conclusion, he got to give you full restitution. He got to pay you double for your trouble or be locked up. God bless you. Oh, I just love the powerful name of Jesus. I just love bringing forth the word of God. I just love learning that the promises of God, there are trillions of promises in the word of God, and we haven't gotten half of them yet, people. Come on. We need to really start declaring and decreeing God's word. Glory to God. We thank you. Amen. Glory to God. And all we got to say now is let the church say amen. Because guess what? God has truly spoken. And all we're going to do is say amen. The topic today was when the Satan steals, he is breaking the law. God is restoring full restitution, double for your trouble. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank and praise God. Amen. For you tuning in to Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries, either by phone or by computer. We greatly, deeply love you here. Amen. And we have 7 more minutes of good time. Amen. So we're going to play worship. Amen. Throughout these 7 minutes, tell somebody. You don't have to sit and take it. If Satan ever wander in your camp, he breaking the law. And there's a penalty behind breaking the law. Make sure you read Exodus 22, 3 through 4. It was a natural thief, but I told you the spiritual side of it. Be blessed and help somebody else. God bless you now.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church, to what His word
says,
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Let the church say, let the church say.